From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama has opened 2 days of high-level talks in Washington with Chinese officials. Mr. Obama says the meetings could set the stage for a new era of sustained cooperation on issues such as bolstering the global economy.
As Americans save more and Chinese are able to spend more, we can put growth on a more sustainable foundation. Because just as China has benefited from substantial investment and profitable exports, China can also be an enormous market for American goods.
The president also said China and the U.S. both have an interest in halting the spread of nuclear weapons in countries such as Iran and North Korea. In advance of the talks, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton praised China for pressing North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. North Korea is indicating that it may be interested in resuming dialogue with the U.S. over the North's nuclear program. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story from Beijing.
There is a specific form of dialogue that can address the current situation, North Korea's foreign ministry said in an article in the official Korean Central News Agency. Early on in the Obama administration, the U.S. offered to talk directly with Pyongyang, but the offer was quickly rebuffed. Experts surmise that having staked out a favorable negotiating position, Pyongyang may now be ready to seek a deal. South Korea's Chosun Ilbo newspaper, meanwhile, quoted North Korea's ambassador to the U.N., Shin Son-ho, as saying that the North was ready for talks with the U.S. at any time. Washington would prefer dialogue to continue as part of the six-party talks, but Shin said that as far as Pyongyang is concerned, those talks are dead. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee says he will vote against confirming Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions outlined his opposition in a newspaper column this morning. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
Senator Sessions accused Judge Sotomayor of trying to rebrand her previously stated judicial approach. In USA Today, Sessions said the nominee backed away from statements about the role that a judge's background and empathy should play. Sessions called it a repudiation of judicial activism. But he said he does not believe those views will hold once she's confirmed to a lifetime position on the Supreme Court. His opposition is not a surprise. Sessions is the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's the first time he's held that role. Several of the leading Senate Republicans have already said they'll vote no, but some moderate Republicans support Sotomayor, and Democrats have enough votes to ensure her confirmation. The Judiciary Committee votes on her tomorrow, and then it goes to the full Senate. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
At the start of a new trading week on Wall Street, stock prices are marginally lower. The Dow Industrial Average is down 16 points at 9,077. The Nasdaq Composite Index is off 9 points. This is NPR News from Washington. The Commerce Department says sales of new homes jumped 11% in June. That's the largest monthly increase in nearly 9 years. At the same time, the inventory of unsold homes declined to its lowest level since early 1998. But the median sales price of new homes also fell to $206,000. That's nearly 6% lower than in May and 12% lower than in June of 2008. Two astronauts from the space shuttle Endeavour are working outside the International Space Station at this hour. It's the final spacewalk of Endeavour's mission to the orbiting outpost. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
Astronauts Chris Cassidy and Tom Marshburn are performing get-ahead jobs to help the space station crew. They'll set up a wireless system that transmits pictures from spacewalkers' helmet cameras. The astronauts will also adjust a protective cover on part of the station's robotic arm. Cassidy is a former Navy SEAL whose previous job included scuba diving underneath ships at night. Prior to heading out today, Cassidy said that's nothing compared to a spacewalk.
I thought that was dark until I got up here and looked out through my visor at the darkness of space, and that's as black as you can get.
Mission controllers are watching how much carbon dioxide is building up inside Chris Cassidy's spacesuit. His last two spacewalks were cut short because of too much CO2. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
The head of the Obama administration's auto task force says the government wants to sell its ownership stakes in General Motors and Chrysler as soon as possible. Ron Blum was testifying at a field hearing in Detroit before a congressional panel that oversees auto industry bailout money. Both GM and Chrysler recently emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The government owns 61% of the new GM and 8% of Chrysler. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.